after speaking to the gaffer initially, when I knew that there was a bit of interest, I said it before, it's always nice when a club really wants you to come and to play games, and that was the main factor for me. Obviously, I had a year left at Fulham, but every footballer wants to play games, so that was the main attraction.
Was it a kind of guarantee of first-team football that really got the deal over the line? Was there a great deal of persuasion from Simon Grayson? Did he have to say much?
Not really. Like I say, I mean, I had a year left at Fulham, but being honest, I think I knew my chances of playing or being involved were quite slim there. So, like I say, after speaking to the gaffer, and it wasn't a certainty of playing games. It was a case of, you know, we like you, we see you playing here. If you come in and work hard, then, you know, you've got every chance of being a big part of things going forward. So, you know, that's always pleasing.
And I think there were other clubs involved in wanting to get your signature, and there was interest from Northend before, wasn't there? And was that kind of ongoing interest part of the reason why you decided to come and join Simon Grayson's side?
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, I'd never, I know you say there was interest, but I'd never spoken to Preston or heard anything from their side, obviously after the playoffs with Rotherham. But like I say, there was a couple of teams, you know, showing an interest, but not really showing that much of an interest to say, you know, listen, we want to sign you, we want to bring you in, and we want you to play a big part. So, like I say, that was the main reason that I'm now here, because I wanted to be a big part of things going forward.
How important was it for you to get a 3-year contract as well?
That was the key factor, obviously, speaking to Simon and seeing, you know, where he wants to take the club and build in each year, and with the players he's got in and the players that he's signed and possibly signing. You know, like I say, the 3 years with, at my age was key. Obviously, the you know, standard 2 year is great, but if you get the third year, it really gives you that longevity to stay at a club and really progress.
Obviously, you were with Fulham and had a spell with Ipswich last season. What did you make of how Northend were set up last season? Obviously, did so well in their first season back in the Championship.
I've just always said, similar to Rotherham in a way, as in they're always set up and hard to beat. And hard working, and that's what you know you're going to get that from them. So I think I fit well into that type of style of team. You know that's what you're going to get. So hopefully we can improve on that this season.
So how's it been? Have you been settling in? You signed last week, and then you've been whisked away to Ireland for a training camp for a week. How's it been going over there?
Yeah, it's been good. Obviously, it's hard. It's gone pretty quick since I came up and spoke initially, and then signed, and then a couple of days training, and we're over here in Ireland. So. Yeah, it's enjoyable. Obviously, it's a good chance to speak to the lads and get to know them when it's just you lot over here. So it's been good.
Yeah, perfect opportunity, isn't it? Because you were the seventh signing of the summer. So when you've got so many new players and new faces, I know the likes of Callum Robinson and Anders Lindegaard are coming back, but when you've got new faces in, this is a good opportunity for you to get to know one another. Normally, they have an initiation where you have to sing a song. What was yours?
I haven't done mine yet.
It's still to come.
Still to come, still trying to get out of it, so I'm trying to think the ways to get out of it, but we'll see.
I think you
need
to get
happens.
Practicing.
I know, yeah. So yeah, but like you say, it's always good when there's other new players around and to help you and talk to you.
Everyone, when we speak to players week in, week out, they say there's a real good bunch there. Have you found that in the early
yeah.
stages?
Like I say, obviously keep bringing Rotherham up, but it reminds me of Rotherham in a way that it's just a bunch of lads who want to get their heads down and work hard and see how far they can go in the league. And I think that's what you need in this division. You know, it's obviously a tough division and you need everyone on side. And it's similar to Ipswich as well. Obviously, it was their last season. They have a great bunch of lads and the manager, and they're all on side pulling in the same direction. So I think if you've got the foundations of that, then you can add some performances. Then, you know, hopefully, like I say, we can kick on up the table.
And how have you found the pre-season preparation games? You got victories against Chorley and Bamber Bridge at the weekend. I think it was your ball into the box for Hugill's winner against Chorley, wasn't it? And then heavy defeat on Tuesday against your former club, Fulham.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's not talk about that.
Let's talk about that.
But yeah, obviously the two games, Bamber Bridge and Chorley, they were pretty early on. I think that was just a case of trying to get your legs back and complete a 45 minutes, so it was obviously it's good to do games like that. And then yesterday with Fulham, obviously the result speaks for itself, but you know we're still getting fit and we're still getting used to one another and different styles of formations and where people play, so I'm pretty confident that it'll be a lot different come the start of the season.
What happened against Fulham? Was it a case of starting a different 11 for each half?
It was a case of they took us obviously by surprise. They were been in a week before us as well. They did look really good, to be fair to them. But you know, we're still, like I say, there's a 5, 6, 7 new signings here who are still learning how to play with. Well, that's probably the first time we've played together, to be fair. And we were changing formation and seeing where different people play. So, like I say, obviously it was a very, very frustrating afternoon for me yesterday. But like I say, I'm pretty confident come the start of the season that won't happen again.
Yeah, that's exactly what these games are for, isn't it?
Yeah, like I say, that was the first proper competitive game that we've played this season. Obviously, we've only been back 10, 11 days, so to go into playing a very good Fulham side, obviously, it was, like I say, it took us back a bit, but we've still got a way to go yet till the first game, and we'll improve in every department. Like,
and on a personal level, Ben, how are you feeling fitness-wise? You've had three games now. You won't have played all of those, but I've heard you're having 3 training sessions a day sometimes in Ireland.
Yeah, that's the purpose of coming over here, to just to get a solid 5 days working. And like you say, you know, sometimes you're doing 3 times a day, which is hard, like, but I think you need to do that. Obviously, the game's changed a lot now. You know, it used to be running for the first week, you wouldn't even see a ball, but I think it's changed a lot now. And I'm feeling good, to be fair. Obviously, day by day, week by week, you get stronger and stronger, and then hopefully come the start of the season, I'll be flying. But still early days yet, so I'm sure I'll get up to the pace.
I guess that's one of the good things about getting the deal done early, isn't it? Is that you can have this whole pre-season with your new club.
Yeah, definitely. Like I say, I had a couple of days at Fulham before the Preston lads were in. And then, like I say, I came up here and it all got done within a couple of days. But obviously, it's frustrating sometimes when you're doing a pre-season with one club and then you don't really know what's happening until possibly the end of the transfer window, and then you eventually go. So to get it done pretty early, right at the start of pre-season, and having nothing to worry about apart from getting fit and playing the games, it's pleasing.
Did you know any of the players before you came? Have you played with anyone before?
I was in the youth team with Chris Humphrey at West Brom. Me and him played together for 2 years. But apart from that, I hadn't. Obviously, I played against the lads, but never actually played with any of them. Like I say, I spoke to Andy Lonergan and Craig Morgan before coming here. So, but as far as the lads here now, I've not played with any of them.
Is there anyone you were particularly looking forward to playing alongside?
Yeah, I think looking at the squad, Paul Gallagher's obviously, you know, one of the standout players. He's obviously been around and played and at the highest level, and you can see the way he plays with the ball. He's. I like to think I'd get along well and play well alongside him. So hopefully that can happen.